Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
First pitch swinging. This ball's hit in the air to deep center field, and George Springer gets it over the wall for a home run.
Springer Dinger. He hits a lot of those in the postseason, doesn't he? Historically, one of the best postseason performers of all time, George Springer. It started with the Astros, and now without knowing what the pitch is, he hits them for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Right up there with Aaron Judge and Clayton Kershaw.
Well, what? Best postseason
players. They both are labeled that way as bad.
Aaron Judge, though, had a good postseason this year. That's why people think you should fire the GM and put some talent around him. Because this year, the year where, he had a pretty good postseason. Yeah. You're looking at this series, even though they're up 2-1 at the Toronto win last night, you feel like the Mariners are in trouble, even though they're up 2-1?
I'm saying trouble, but I'm concerned because I do want the Mariners to win. Yeah. I mean, that's the game three is crucial. To me, that's the tipping point in this series because now it changed everything. Had the Mariners won at home like you're supposed to, now you got them down. You got your foot on their throat. They ain't going anywhere.
Right.
That's a tough climb. Now it's not. Because they've already succeeded. If you take one on the road, you won. They took one on the road. They win the second one, and just obviously, but just even winning one and going back home is a big deal to me.
I view game three differently, two different ways. I mean, it's not talking about countering Ed, but that's how I look at it. Somebody's going to go up 2-1 at the game three, okay? If it's even you go up 2-1 because of game three, I believe you have momentum. Mm-hmm. If you're down 2-0 and you make it 2-1, I believe you kind of killed everybody's momentum at that point. I don't think either team going into tonight's game has any momentum.
What if you go 3-0, though?
It's over.
Yeah.
it's over.
I believe in that old adage that momentum is next day starting pitcher, and that's why we have stoppers. That's why we have guys that can come in and just shove it no matter what's going on. So I think momentum, it's the one sport, baseball, where I do think it's hard to build momentum up. In the regular season, I think you can kind of get on a roll and have confidence building, but in the postseason, it's tough.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, but again, we talk about it all the time in football, stealing momentum, getting a field goal or a touchdown before the half, getting those points and what it does to the team in the second half, especially if you're getting the ball back. Basketball, those runs that you make, you can clearly pick up some momentum and get the crowd into it and feed off of them. Baseball is the one sport where I just feel like if you had the right guy in the right situation, he comes in, he just says, screw your momentum. You can't, like Tarik Skubal's like, oh, that's great. You guys did what? Here. Not doing anything.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Looking at the National League, the Brewers down 0-2, Jeremy. Headed to Los Angeles. Bad spot for them to be in.
It's a really tough spot. Because now you get Glasnow and you get, and I was looking up, I'm not a big believer in BVP, which is batter versus pitcher, and you look at the history. But there are some people like to look at it. It's like, oh, he's 7-for-20. He's got his number, or whatever it may be. He's got three hits, and they're all home runs off him. Glasnow has pretty good numbers against the Brewers. Not that that necessarily means anything coming in this game. You have a hungry team that needs a win. So I think you probably get the best Brewers team you'll see, especially from a pitching standpoint, because they're going to throw their best arms the entire game because they can't afford to lose this. So I do think you might see like 3 innings from Mizorowski, 3 innings from Quintana, an opener, or maybe they go 2 here, 2 there. Who knows? But I know they're going to play it close to the vest and try to do what's right for them. But they also, it sucks for them because you can't look down the line. You got to win this one. Because you want to be able to have a shot in the next one. Because as Rob said, you go down 3-0 and it's done. Few and far between. It's We've seen it, what, once?
Yeah. The Red Sox.
And the Yankees.
And the ALCS. That was classic.
Yeah.
That was the year right after Aaron Boone had the walk-off in Game 7, wasn't it?
Aaron F. and Boone.
Yeah. He had the walk-off. It was against the Red Sox, too, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. It's just these teams are just looking good, man. I mean, all of them.
Yo,
even though, even the ones, you know, even though the Brewers are down 0-2, they look good. I mean, they just look like a solid baseball team. That's right. It's funny. You had the team with the 21st payroll in baseball versus the team that spent $500 million on theirs in the NLCS.
Well,
so who wins? Who wins this argument? MLB trying to get a salary cap, or the union saying anybody can get it done?
I don't know who wins the argument. Usually, the MLB we talk about the players' association, what they have. I mean, Jeff Passan just wrote an article about how, you know, we could be without baseball in 2027, and he was talking about the Brewers Dodgers series for some reason and how that ties into it. But
it does.
It's just
big time.
It's crazy to think about it.
But, you know, you can say, you can use the Brewers as an example if you want. Over the past decade, more often than not, the teams with the highest payrolls are the ones that win. Period. That's just how it is.
That's been. Yeah.
I mean, you go ahead and give me, everybody has a Cinderella story. The Brewers, no. For the most part, he who has the best roster wins it all or goes deeper in the postseason. That's how it is. And the way you have the best roster is spend the most
Buy
money.
The best people.
Some people can just afford it. And the Dodgers are a team that's always in contention. Why? Because they spend so much money. The Blue Jays are starting to spend a lot of money as well. They're always going to be in contention.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.